President Bush met with his economic team on Wednesday to discuss what he called America's thriving economy.
Since 2003, our economy has added more than 8.3 million new jobs and almost 4 years of uninterrupted growth. Our economy continues to grow at a steady pace, and during the most recent quarter, it grew at an annual rate of 3.4%.
The president credits his administration's tax cuts for spurring economic growth, which he estimates will bring an additional $167 billion in tax revenues this year. He also turned up the rhetoric against the Democratic Party-controlled Congress. He criticized the Democrats for trying to increase federal spending by more than $200 billion over the next 5 years. The president says that would result in the largest tax increase in American history.
Now look, I recognize the Democrats control the Congress, and with it the power of the purse. I also have some power, and it's called the veto. And I have the votes in Congress to sustain vetoes, and therefore I will use the veto to keep your taxes low and to keep federal spending under control.
The administration predicts the U.S. budget deficit will drop $205 billion this year, the lowest since 2002. Despite his optimism about the U.S. economy, the president did not discuss market concerns over the deepening housing slump and tight lending markets. Millar Sega, VOA News.